Time to talk some technology, and I'm excited about this because today with Jeff Quattromani, we're going to be having a chat about robots. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Will it be one of these robots?
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Or maybe one of these ones?
Danger, Will Robinson! Danger! No, Will Robinson! Danger!
They're the kind of robots that I grew up with.
Yeah, look, me too. And even just seeing all the robots in Jetsons as well, I think that's where I start to think about as well. I wish that was exactly what we were talking about, but we're on our way, I think.
Fair enough then. So what is it that Amazon has done for us robot-wise?
So Amazon has revealed a robot called Astro. And Astro looks almost like a little bit of a robot vacuum, but it's got a screen on the front and it can follow you around and actually just be there for you whenever you've got a question to ask and things like that. But its biggest value is actually when you're not home and the robot can patrol the house. It uses cameras to see if there's anything different happening or if there's anything out of place. And you can even use the robot to look at your oven to make sure that the switches are turned off or if you've turned off power switches as well, because there's a camera that comes up like a periscope of a submarine and actually can look around at different heights. So it's really one of these robots that can do surveillance as well as being a bit of an assistant. But there's one other thing they've built into that robot, and it's a cup holder, which means if you're on the lounge, you could potentially ask the robot to go to the kitchen where maybe somebody else is there, and they could place a beer in the little robot and drive itself back to you. I mean, that may be the biggest innovation of the year.
Yes, it is. I can imagine one's wife really enjoying that little robot coming in and hitting it in the back of a foot, and you just hear all you hear from the kitchen is, get up and get your own drink.
I would like that. In fact, I think what will happen is the robot will come back and there's something else actually inside that cup holder.
That's exactly what it would be. So you can control it with your smartphone as well, as it's got like a pre-programmed patrol period sort of thing?
Yeah, so effectively what it will do is it will map the home. So effectively it has its own floor plan built into itself. And then you can label that floor plan. So you can say the kitchen is this area, the lounge area is this. So if you were to tell the robot, go to the kitchen, it will know how to get there. So having that sort of technology of knowing the house and knowing your floor plan means that it can effectively move around wherever you tell it to just through voice.
I do think there's a bit of a concern.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
In that, would it be possible for somebody to be able to hack your computer or your robot to be able to access this information for your house?
Yeah, look, it's definitely a concern. I think even our robot vacuums, I know that the one I have at home works in the same way. It has a floor plan that it's discovered and built for itself. And look, if somebody was to hack my robot vacuum, they would have a good floor plan of my home. But I mean, look, if I'm honest, if someone Googled my address, they would probably find the floor plan through, you know, real estate searches and things like that anyway. But as long as my locks are on the door still working and they're not hacked, because, hey, we've all got smart door locks these days, that would be a bigger concern, I think.
So could it actually work as a security system in that if it detects movement that it's not used to, it can alert you straight away?
That's exactly the point. So what we'll do, it will look around the house, and if, say, for example, a door is ajar or is noticing something that's out of place, maybe something has been moved that wasn't moved before, you'll just get a notification of that, and then it's up to you what you do with it. But effectively, the other thing it can do is start recording. So if it does notice movement when you're not home, maybe somebody has climbed through the window, it can actually start alerting you, start filming, and you've got that footage already on hand, and that robot is probably welcoming them at the window that they're crawling through as well, which probably would scare them off in the first place.
Well, especially if you attach a laser to it.
Exterminate! Exterminate!
And then you can deal with the person breaking in with extreme prejudice with your robot.
That would be fantastic. I think the biggest worry would be the person actually picking up the robot and taking it with them, because that would be a problem.
They break in and steal the one thing that's meant to protect your property. How tricky.
Exactly.
Where do we get our robot and how much do they go for?
Okay, so this one, the Astro, is going to be $999 US because it is only available in America at the moment. So Amazon say they will probably bring it to other countries like Australia next year. But you would imagine it's going to probably be around the $1,500 mark when it does do that.
It's the ultimate in gadgets by the sound of it. And when you want to know more about all the gadgets that are happening in the world, you listen to Jeff Quattromani on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
Thank you so much.